I love CBS FM. I think the music is great, the people are great, and the shows are great.
CBS FM, Biandabucci, Carlo Mastrangelo, Angelo DeLeo, Freddie Milano, up on Belmont Avenue in the Bronx, or we sometimes call the Bronx. Belmont's, Belmont Avenue. A teenager with zits in love.
But you are everything and everything is you. And
the sound, the stylistics at 101.1.
We saw somebody.
Children behave in that car. What are you doing? That's Lightning Luke, Christy, the Rhapsody in the Rain. At 11:53 with Bobby J, and I've got the Platters with Sonny Timmer out front, loving you 1,000 times at 101.1.
News. I'm Cammie McCormick. NATO answers the Yugoslav president's unilateral ceasefire with punishing airstrikes. CBS News reporter Elaine Cobb is at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
NATO says a unilateral ceasefire by the Serbs is not enough, that they also have to withdraw their troops, allow the refugees home, and stop all their activities in Kosovo before NATO will consider stopping its strikes.
Airstrikes in the past few hours reportedly hit a fuel storage facility and an oil refinery. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato was on hand when the Pentagon offered up its damage assessments on day 13.
Before and after pictures of a key NATO target, Serbian Interior Ministry headquarters buildings, show extensive damage. A farm field infantry assembly area that was bombed reveals that tanks and personnel carriers were left behind. The Pentagon claims Serb supplies and capabilities are being degraded, and morale too. But it acknowledges these distant photos don't show the entire picture, and that its damage reports are still mostly anecdotal.
There are fresh graves reported around a refugee camp in Macedonia. Troops are wearing gas masks to protect them from disease. And with the situation worsening, Macedonian officials are forcefully relocating some Kosovar Albanians. CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier reports.
They are bussing people by the tens of thousands out of this squalid refugee camp. Some are going to the NATO transit centers 5 miles from here. But others are being taken directly to the airport and flown against their will out of the country. The Red Cross says thousands of families have become separated, and this is only making it worse. The UN Refugee Agency has protested to the Macedonian government, but the government is continuing with the policy. Another flight of refugees left for Bulgaria this morning. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, at the Kosovo-Macedonia border.
President Clinton pointed to the humanitarian disaster in Kosovo Tuesday, announcing expanded hate crimes legislation. Mr. Clinton drew parallels between ethnic divides across the globe and those facing Americans closer to home.
One of the things I have sought to do in our country is to bridge all these divides and to get all of our people not to agree with one another, not to even like one another all the time. Goodness knows we can't like everybody all the time. But to recognize that our common humanity is more important than these categorical differences.
The president's urging Congress to allow for the prosecution of hate crimes based on a person's sexual orientation, gender, or disability. A San Francisco judge is cut by nearly half, one of the largest tobacco judgments ever. Judge reduced the damages a cancer-stricken former smoker will receive from $51 million to $26 million. He also rejected Philip Morris's request for a new trial. No winner yet in the six-state big game lottery draw last hour, but lots of folks were lining up to buy tickets. With a jackpot of $190 million, winning numbers 12, 17, 22, 33, and 44. The big money ball, 25. This is CBS News.
Bobby J. Plays your favorite oldies on CBS.
Michael Stevens, in a tempo, and move out the corner into a Wednesday morning at 12:06 with Bobby J. As the Deep Purple falls, and I begin to knock on wood with Ellie Floyd at 101.1.
CBS FM remembers 1971.
CBS FM, I mentioned them earlier, they showed up, my law firm, Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds, yes, Esquire. Platters return, too. 59 with Tony Williams now singing lead. Smoke It's in Your Eyes at 101.1.
From Monday to Friday. The station you sing along to, CBS FM 101.1.
The greatest hits of the 60s, the 50s, the 70s, all on CBS FM 101.1. Mamas and Papas with Bobby J at 12:17. I saw her again. Do you know what I mean, Lee Michaels? Huh?
In 40 days.
CBS FM.
Timmy Euro, Bobby J. It's 12:22, Wednesday morning now here at 101.1, and old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra is swinging again at the Museum of Television and Radio. Now through May 30th, you can see the legendary crooner sing more than 30 old favorites in This Is Sinatra. For more information, call the Museum of Television and Radio at 212-621-6600. CBS FM 101.1, New York's oldie station with you in mind. Say, do you know how to sleep? I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. You know how to sleep? I mean really sleep. Deep, sound, and restful. Well, if you're not waking up refreshed and energized every morning, you may need a new way to sleep. You may need the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call Tempur-Pedic for a free sample of the mattress that can help you sleep more soundly every night. 888-542-9600. The Tempur material in this amazing bed cradles your body, reducing pressure points that make you toss and turn. In fact, tests show that Tempur-Pedic users toss and turn 83% less. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic can offer unprecedented relief. No wonder over 25,000 doctors and sleep clinics recommend it. It's even now, there's one recognition from NASA. Absolutely. So experience the Tempur-Pedic difference. For a free gift sample of the Tempur material plus a free Better Sleep video, call toll-free 888-542-9600. And let Tempur-Pedic show you how to get a better night's sleep. That's 888-542-9600.
This is the sound of someone discovering oil.
Yee-haw!
And this is the sound of someone discovering oil heat in their new home.
Yee-haw!
Today's new oil heat equipment runs quieter, cleaner, and more efficiently than ever. And since oil heat costs less than gas, here's the sound of someone from the gas company finding out about today's new oil heat burners.
No.
Oh, someone needs a hug. While this is the sound of someone who just switched to the new cleaner burning oil heat equipment.
Yes, yes, yes!
Sign me up. You see, thanks to technology, oil heat equipment isn't the size of an... but more like a... good boy. And you just won't find gas heat equipment that's cleaner burning than the new oil heat equipment. And that's enough to make our friends at the gas company go... So upgrade your heating system with today's safe, efficient oil heat equipment.
Yee-haw!
Nothing feels better. Brought to you by the Metropolitan Energy Council.
Hey, honey, what are you reading?
Look at this. Sleek, sexy models seek appreciative spectators.
Oh, this one is red hot.
And look at the smoking one in blue.
Let's check out all these beauties April 3rd through the 11th at the Javits Center.
Yeah, at the New York International Auto Show.
The 1999 New York International Auto Show, April 3rd through the 11th at the Javits Center.
The most spectacular variety of automotive vehicles on Earth.
Nearly 1,000 new cars, SUVs, trucks, and concept cars.
See the Century of the Car Classic Car Exhibit. Enjoy a virtual reality theater, games, and contests.
It's fun for the whole family.
The 1999 New York International Auto Show.
9 days only, Saturday, April 3rd through Sunday the 11th at the Javits Center in New York City.
Progressive Auto Insurance, a sponsor of the New York International Auto Show. See you there.
Welcome to Cooking for the Millennium, where you learn to cook over the phone. If you can boil water, press 1. If you can open a bag, press 2. Good. Here's the perfect pasta. Muller's Lemon Pepper Penne from the new Savory Collection. It has real lemon and spices kneaded into the dough. So forget sauce. Just add olive oil and cheese. Congratulations, you've passed. For a diploma, press 3.
New flavors, new shapes, new attitude. Muller's new Savory Collection. Make pasta better with Muller's.
Hi, honey. I'm Oh, no!
Marge, wait. I can explain.
A new love? Oh, Harold, how could you? And right in our own spaghetti pot.
Some people are hooked on the great taste of Muller's spaghetti.
Marge, I just need to see other pasta.
And some need great taste and variety. So there's a pasta as good as Muller's spaghetti. Muller's Twist Trios. It always turns out great. Add vegetables for Twist Trios Primavera.
Harold, no more secrets.
Then I better tell you about Muller's Ziti.
Make pasta better with Muller's.
And last check out on the coast in Oakland, the Yankees were leading the A's in the bottom of the fifth, 5-1. Mets, however, they beat the Marlins. What do I mean they lost? They lost yesterday. They won today. The Marlins went down in defeat to our Mets, 12-3. NBA action, though, the Orlando Magic beat the New York Knicks, 81-72. And NHL action on the ice, Carolina beat the Devils, 4-2. And Buffalo beat the Islanders. Score there was 4-3. 101 weather. Overnight showers and scattered thunderstorms across Connecticut and Long Island by around midnight, a little after midnight like it is now. Then we can expect gradual clearing. Lows near 50 here in the city to the low 40s while north and west. Wednesday, sunny, windy, warm. Highs in the upper 60s, low 70s. And Wednesday night, look forward to cloud up with showers possible. Lows around 50 in the city, 40s in the suburbs. Right now, 49 at CBS FM, 101.1.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.